Of the Regantine Lukowski Law Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, can help you put a confident retirement more within reach. With 42 years of experience, my team can help you retire on your terms, when you want, where you want, doing what you want. Call me today at 810-376-4710. Offices are located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville and 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
Ameriprise Financial Services, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember paying that expensive heating bill last winter? Don't get sacked in the backfield. Hand off that high energy bill and score with the water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can save you up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. Use that free renewable energy in your own backyard with a water furnace geothermal heat pump. See how much you can save by visiting waterfurnace.com/switch to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hi, this is Pete Salins, financial consultant at North Star Financial Services, located at North Star Bank. Regardless of the state of your current financial picture, it's always a good idea to review your investment plan and understand how it relates to your financial goals. It's important to be aware of the options you may have and how they could help your financial well-being. Having the support and knowledge of a financial consultant may improve your chances of having a more secure future for you and your loved ones. I'll guide you through the process and help taking the right steps to best align you with reaching your financial goals. You may even discover new opportunities, better understand the ones you have, and how you can improve them to fit your specific needs.
Contact Pete Salins at North Star Financial Services, located at North Star Bank. Securities offered through Investments Professionals Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
WLEW Sports at the half finds Owengage leading by 21 points over the Caseville Eagles, 35-14. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got here?
All right, Clark, we can do that for you. It started off with Owengage striking first, a Jake Warwick 17-yard touchdown reception. He also caught the two-point conversion, 8-0 quickly for Owengage. Owengage strikes again just 2 minutes and 11 seconds later as Binder scores on a 14-yard run. The Warwick extra point is good. 15-0, hey. Owengage.
Always like to see a kicker.
Still in the first quarter, Simmons for Caseville. Russ bumbles out a 48-yard run. He run over everybody on that play. Alice, the two-point conversion is good. 15-8, Owengage still leads. Still in the first quarter, Owengage scores for the third time as Warwick breaks a 22-yard run. He also caught the two-point conversion. 23-8 is the end of the first quarter to start the second. More Bulldogs as Binder scores from 11 yards out. The two-point conversion no good. 29-8, Owengage leads. Siegfried then picks off the pass and then one-yard keeper. Two-point conversion no good. 29-14, Owengage leads. And then just before half, 18 seconds left, Fritz scores on a one-yard touchdown, two-point conversion run, no good, 35-14, Owengage leads Caseville at the half.
When you take a look at the offensive stats, Owengage with 270 yards, total offense off of 34 plays, Caseville with only 88 off of 26 plays, but yet it's only a 21-point difference in an eight-player football game. That's almost like a 3-0 lead in baseball. Taking a look at the offense, they came with 205 yards off the ground off of 25 rushes for Owengage, 9 through the air for 65 yards. Leading the rushing is Jake Warwick with 10 carries, 86 yards. And then we have David Binder with 7 carries, 78 yards, and 2 scores. Dylan Fritz, 7 carries for 39 yards and 1 touchdown. Jake Wright in the books with 1 carry for 2 yards. Jake Wright is 5-for-9 in passing and 1 interception for 2 scores, as well as long as 22. He has 65 total yards. Jake Warwick brought in 39 yards of those on 2-for-5 receiving, both of those for touchdown receptions. David Binder 3-for-3 for 26 yards. And a few penalties for the own gauge offense. 6 penalties for 50 yards, including a personal foul late hit, a false start, and 3 holding penalties. For Caseville's offense, 19 carries for 72 yards, 7 plays in passing for 16 yards. And leading the way rushing, of course, number 34, the big man, Cole Simmons, 11 carries, 82 yards, and 1 score. And then the next man closest to him is Andrew Siegfried, 3 carries for negative 9 yards and 1 score. And we also have Joe Alice, 5 carries for only negative 1 yard.
So they only have one player, Clark, in positive yards gained in the first half on the ground, obviously that being the big man, Cole Simmons.
Passing the ball, Andrew Siegfried is 1-for-3 for 4 yards. Joe Alice, 0-for-3 and 1 interception. And Mason Kozefka, 1-for-1 for 12 yards. That will be a high quarterback rating on Sundays. In receiving the ball, Drew Lepic, 1-for-3 for 12 yards. Mason Kozefka, 1-for-1 for 4 yards. And Joe Alice and Chance Chippy, 0-for-1. As far as punting the ball, Mason Kozefka with 2 punts in the day for averaging 17.5 yards and no penalties for the Caseville offense. As far as the defensive side of things, Caseville with 28 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, and no sacks, no tip passes, 1 interception, though, but no penalties as well. Leading the tackling efforts for Caseville, it's Mason Kozefka with 8, Joe Alice with 7, Cole Simmons with 6, Chance Chippy with 4, and Drew Lepic with 2, Drew Lepic with 1. The tackle for a loss is in the efforts of Cole Simmons for a yard, and Andrew Siegfried has the interception. For Owen Gage's defense, we have 20 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, no tip passes, 1 interception, 1 sack, and 1 penalty. Leading the way, Dylan Fritz with 6 tackles, David Binder and Kevin Brinkman with 3 tackles each, Derek Harp and Jake Wright with 2 tackles, and then we have Aaron Farner, Jake Warak, Devin Lorenz, and Dustin Woodward, each with 1 tackle apiece. Tackles for a loss, Dakota Richmond with 1 for 3 yards, David Binder with 1 for 9 yards, and David Binder also has a sack for 10 yards. Jake Warak with the interception and illegal procedure on the kickoff for Owen Gage, the only penalty in this game defense.
What you could say so far about Caseville, very disciplined, been in, no penalties, time of possession. Actually, Clark, Caseville leads time of possession, and
really?
not surprised there too much. It's very close, 12 and a half minutes to the 11 minutes and 20 seconds of Owen Gage, but Owen Gage scores quickly, so we knew that Caseville would have the ball, would have to be a little bit more methodical, take 3-yard gains, try to get first downs, and push back the Bulldog defense. But in this case, Owen Gage dominating the game. First downs for Owen Gage, they have 17 of them in the first half. Caseville has 8, and 8's a pretty nice number.
That's
Clark,
a good number.
But 17 for Owen Gage, 11 of them came in that first quarter where they scored 3 times. So that goes to tell you this game very lopsided if Andrew Siegfried doesn't pick off that pass and put, with the penalty on top of that, late hit out of bounds, put them in the driver's seat to get that second touchdown.
And mind you, this game really got started for this Caseville scoring with Cole Simmons' second effort, nearly getting brought down, ended up landing on top of a tackler, got back up because his knees did not touch, and rumbled in for a score from about 48 yards out.
Yeah, he ran over another guy in the process. So a single great run, a busted run that turns into a huge play for Caseville. You take that play away in the interception, and Caseville's got no score right now.
It's time to take a short break. When we return, we'll have your second half action. We'll also take a look at area scores in about 4 minutes on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football. At the half, Owen Gage leads Caseville 35-14 on your home for high school football.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line.